Three, two, one. Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for the week of June 1st. Well, folks, get ready for a quantum cosmic shift. Today in the sky, Uranus enters Taurus. That marks the beginning of a new cycle of radical change. Oh my gosh. Uranus is the bolt out of the blue planet. It's notorious for ushering in sudden and potentially shocking changes. It's said to influence lightning strikes, earthquakes, and volcanic activity, even explosive accidents. Oh dear. Uranus is also about the urge to be free. When Uranus shows up, you ain't going to work on Maggie's farm no more. Revolution is in the air, and it's the urge to rage against the machine of political, financial, and societal bondage, or a relationship that feels like it's smothering you. Uranus wants freedom. So that's the energy of the planet Uranus. Now, let's get clear on Taurus. Remember, astrology looks at planets and signs. Taurus is a sign that's known for its fixed Earth energy. It's associated with strength, fertility, creativity, material resources, and the primal forces of nature. Taurus is earthy, so it is comfortable in nature, and the beauty of having a body and indulging the senses with good food, good friends, and a good night's sleep. Never wake a Taurus up when they're asleep because they might express that anger that they're famous for. Now, Taurus is about consistency, diligence, a superior work ethic, and it wants practical, useful results. Now, the planet Venus rules Taurus, so of course Bob Dylan and many poets, painters, and musicians are born in that sign. And others who are naturally inclined to seek love, peace, harmony, physical comfort, and wealth, all the good things. Now, Taurus seeks true meaning, value, and enjoyment. That's what the Buddhists call happy dollars. Tauruses are rich in life and love and apt to own a surf shop somewhere beautiful to experience the wealth of life rather than being cooped up in an office making a lot of dough. So when Uranus moves through Taurus, we can expect some unusual happenings because conventional Taurus prizes stability, security, practicality, and Uranus is a rebel. It likes to shake things up. Oh dear, what's that going to be like? Well, in Taurus, growth is best achieved through perseverance and an orderly approach. But Uranus is more spontaneous, experimental, and even chaotic. Well, that's the universe mixing up a cosmic cocktail that offers the opportunity to channel the higher inspiration of the cosmic mind, that's Uranus, into physical form, that's Taurus. So it could be a movement to be a greater global sense of harmony with nature. Wouldn't that be nice? Now, on a personal level, somewhere in your life, you may feel an overwhelming desire to be free, to express your rebel self, to run away and join the circus, to create something radically different and leave any limitations behind. Now, on Tuesday, Jupiter is finally out of combustion with the sun. That means that hope and optimism returns. You can feel it. Say adios to feelings of frustration and hello to a new sense of confidence and positivity. That's not bad, right? Now, today also marks the move of Mars into Aries. Mars thrives in Aries, the cardinal fire sign, with high energy and drive. Well, make that overdrive. So for the next 6 weeks, Mars will transit Aries and move with great speed to give you increased stamina, motivation, energy, and an ability to push through obstacles. That's not bad, right? Now, the week ends with a new moon on Friday at 8:38 in the morning in Taurus in the nakshatra of Rohini. Now, this is no ordinary new moon. Six planets are involved, the Sun, Moon, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, and Uranus. Oh my goodness, that puts a cosmic spotlight on creativity, home, family, and your own personal sense of security. This is an extremely rare lineup of planets in one sign, and you may feel pulled in different directions as each planet vies for expression. It's like sibling rivalry with planetary energies competing for your attention. In the end, you get to choose what matters most to you. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.